All right, so we are recording now, and it looks like the Farm Bureau has adopted some policy positions for the 2014 year. Will you just talk to me about what some of the highlights are?
Well, I think probably our focus over the main over the coming year is going to be to secure approval of the Right to Farm and Ranch Amendment, which will be on the ballot, we're certain, in November of 2014. And it's a constitutional change to add a little bit added protection to farming and agriculture in Missouri. So we, of course, will be working on that very hard over the next year. But we talked about a bunch of other issues, too, including one-cent sales tax on transportation. And our delegates are willing to have a vote on that, and they're will be helping us look at the planned projects that would be paid for with the new revenue, and we'll look at those and see, make sure that they protect rural Missouri. So that's one of the things we'll be doing over the next year. We supported a voluntary state beef checkoff program, and hopefully that producers will have a chance to vote on that referendum for again, a voluntary checkoff so that you'll be able to get your money back if you want to. Talked a little bit about big data and precision farming and kind of what they mean that means for farmers. So we were also adopted a policy. The Attorney General is going to move forward to file suit against California's law that requires all eggs sold in the state to be produced in, by farmers using certain kinds of production technology. We don't think that California ought to get to tell Missouri farmers how to farm, so that's another thing that we're going to be working on over the next year.
All right. Now, let's go back to the Right to Farm. Will you talk to me about some of the concerns there and what the Farm Bureau's plan of attack is?
Well, we're, of course, Missouri Farmers Care, and which is a coalition of over 40 different agriculture groups. We'll be working on this. We'll all be working together to get it passed. We're going to spend a lot of time, of course, you know, meeting with our members in the rural areas of the state, make sure they understand the importance of the issue, make sure we get a great turnout in the fall of 2014. We'll also be reaching out to our urban friends and neighbors just to talk about agriculture, to talk about how much we care about our animals and our land, how hard we work to do things the right way, and ask them to keep Missouri farming, as we say, and help us give us some protection against the sort of attacks that agriculture's been under, both here in Missouri with Proposition B and in other states with all kinds of different initiative referendums and legislation that's happened. So it's extremely important for the future of Missouri agriculture.
And am I correct in understanding that a large portion of those attacks come from special interest groups such as PETA?
Sure, that's our concern. And you know, it's all kinds of fronts. And it's something that affects large farmers and small farmers. I mean, what we want to do is make sure that farmers in Missouri have the ability to produce however they choose. And if they choose to be an organic operation, well, then we want them to have the opportunity to do that. If they choose to use the latest technology and provide a commodity product in the most efficient means possible, then we want them to have the ability to do that. What this is about choice and giving both farmers and consumers the most choices possible.
All right, wonderful. Now, will you just talk to me about the meeting? It was the 99th annual meeting. Why is this held every year, and what's the purpose?
Well, we had, over 1,000 people from around the state. I think almost 450 voting delegates, and we just come together in December of each year to approve resolutions that kind of give guidance to our lobbying efforts and our public information efforts and our what regulations we're going to be working on to comment on rules that have come out from various regulatory agencies we're comment on. So it's just to give farmers a chance to get together, talk about their concerns, and come together with a plan for the next year.
All right. And sorry to skip around topics on you, but going to term limits, this is something I've heard more discussion about it in the past few years than I ever have before. What is Farm Bureau's interest in that?
Well, there has been, of course, Missouri has term limits that say you can only serve 8 years in the state house and 8 years in the state senate. There's been some discussion whether it would be better to allow some more flexibility, so to keep a 16-year term limit, but allow our representatives perhaps spend all 16 years in the House, or to spend again 12, 16 years in the Senate. And our delegates felt that that was a change that would be helpful. In other words, it'd give still have a 16-year term limit, still make sure that we're have citizen legislators instead of professional legislators, but get more flexibility.
All right.
So in other words, you could serve 3 terms in the Senate, 12 years, and 2 terms in the House, or even 4 terms in the Senate as well.
Right. Sorry about that interruption.
No problem.
And the issue of the data, this is something I'm completely unfamiliar with. Does this come from like real life concerns, like actual concerns that have been popping up so far?
Oh, sure. I mean, the technology keeps advancing and getting better. And all at once we've discovered that our data is being put together with our mapping. We've been mapping for years. In other words, it shows what your field, what your yields were in each part of the field, what fields, parts of the field are highly productive, what parts of the field are perhaps not so highly productive. We use it to apply fertilizer, to apply seed. We use it to perhaps decide where we need to do conservation practices. But people are now getting the ability to sort of gather this data up and use it just like Google. Google uses search terms to sell advertising. They use search terms to give companies information about prospective customers. The same thing's happening in agriculture. This data can be used to make yield estimates long before the USDA comes out with a yield estimate. It can be used to sell to agricultural marketers. It can be used in crop insurance. And so we're just trying to start the conversation so farmers think about, and of course there's huge concerns with data privacy. In other words, if your data, if somebody has a hold of your data and all wants to subpoena by the EPA, what happens then? What happens if an environmental group that perhaps isn't friendly to farmers gets access to your data? So a lot of concerns. We didn't particularly make any kind of resolution thing with a legislative solution because I don't know there is one. What we're trying to do is to hopefully the protocols, the contracts will protect farmers' interests. And so we're trying to start the conversation.
All right, perfect. Well, Blake, do you have anything else you'd like to discuss or anything you think we should touch on?
You've done a good job asking questions. I've probably bored people long enough.
I don't